This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Health experts say it's shaping up to be a rough winter. Flu, COVID, and the respiratory illness RSV. This morning, Pfizer says early results from its new study show that its updated COVID booster significantly revved up adults' virus-fighting antibodies. The AP's Donna Warder has new information on how deadly alcohol is.
A newly released study says deaths from alcohol have been going up since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of deaths that can be directly attributed to alcohol went up nearly 30% in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. A CDC report focuses on more than a dozen kinds of alcohol-induced deaths, including alcohol-caused liver or pancreas failure, alcohol poisoning, and withdrawal. In the 20 years before the pandemic, the rate of such deaths had been increasing by 7% or less each year.
Kyrie Irving says he's sorry. The Brooklyn Nets suspended Kyrie Irving for at least 5 games without pay after he posted a link to an anti-Semitic work on his Twitter feed. Last night in an Instagram post, he said he was deeply sorry to have caused pain. A warning from China's President Xi Jinping, the war in Ukraine should not be allowed to go nuclear. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on what she said while meeting in Beijing this morning with Germany's chancellor.
On Ukraine, she said the international community should call on all parties concerned to exercise rationality and restraint, conduct direct contacts as soon as possible, and create conditions for the resumption of negotiations and jointly oppose the use or the threat of use of nuclear weapons.
In the World Series, the Houston Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night 3-2. This is AP News. The AP's Tim McGuire reports now on a trial involving members of a radical right group.
Prosecutors rest their case in the trial of members of a radical right group in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Gas is $3.79 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's up 3 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.